Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Fornum, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus. On this day, August 20th, 1887, Adam, a.k.a. Straw Waterman, master stone builder and humanitarian, died at his home at Drax Hall, St. George. According to historian Dr. Patricia Stafford, Waterman's early life is somewhat obscure, but it is believed that he was born into enslavement in St. Thomas about 1803. Waterman married Nancy Hanna, an emancipated woman, at the St. John Parish Church on November 2, 1835, and was probably manumitted before manumission records were kept. It is clear that Waterman was a gifted person and clearly received a basic education and special training as a stonemason. This is evidenced by his involvement in the construction of a number of Anglican churches in Barbados. It seems that Waterman specialized in sawing limestone into blocks used in building construction. Waterman's specialized craftsmanship can also be seen in the St. Lucy Parish Church building, and he is similarly credited with the rebuilding of the St. John Parish Church after it was destroyed by the Great Hurricane of 1831. Due to his ability as a builder, by 1858, Adam Waterman became the owner of Redland Cottage, which stood on 5 acres of land at Drax Hall, St. George. This was a significant achievement for someone born into slavery. However, Waterman did not allow his achievements to cause him to lose concern for the less fortunate in his St. George community. By 1859, Waterman had been appointed a petty juror, and 7 years later, on January 16, 1865, he was elected to the St. George Vestry, where he served until 1887. During his tenure as a vestryman, Waterman served as a member of the building committee. In fact, at his second vestry meeting, he seconded a motion asking the overseers of the poor to report on the cost of converting an old school building as a refuge for the poor. The building also served to house a meal dispensary and housing for 12 destitute persons. By 1870, Waterman also became supervisor of the poor. In addition, he was appointed to a committee to supervise the St. George Charity School. Waterman's commitment to community service also included being church warden at St. George Parish Church between 1877 and 1881, member of the Road Board and member of the Almshouse Committee, which oversaw the erection of a new almshouse in 1881. According to Stafford, when Waterman died in 1887, the vestry minutes in tribute to him stated, and I quote, "He will be greatly missed by us all. In fact, he will be missed in the island generally, as he was a man who readily and willingly aided very good work," end quote. Similar sentiments were expressed in an obituary in the Globe newspaper, quote, "He took a lively interest in the welfare, not alone of the parish in which he served, but of the whole island. He will be missed by the poor and destitute, whom he was very ready to assist," end quote. Adam Straw Waterman died on this day, August 20th, 1887, and during his lifetime, he served Barbados well.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.